I'm Eric Harley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Our friends from Progressive are here. In fact, Brett Stalnaker comes back. Brett, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
You've been on before. You guys always are a wealth of information at Progressive. Let's talk about something that we've talked about before, the new trucker playbook, Progressive's new step-by-step guide for becoming a trucker. Why don't you fill us in here?
Yeah, so one of the things that that we've seen over the past few years, especially as the economy's rebounded over the last 5 to 6 years, is the trucking industry. There's really a big shortage of drivers right now, and I think the number is probably around 800,000 that they're going to need to hire over the next few years.
Yeah.
And in getting into anything new, there's always the kind of fear of the unknown and the challenge of what you have to do to get into it. And so one of the things that we tried to do at Progressive, being a company that that will write almost any risk, so from new ventures to experienced risks, is we thought it'd be good to try and help people out to get into the industry, to learn what they need to do. So we put together some materials for them that talk about things from what type of CDL do you need to get depending on the type of trucking, to what your potential insurance costs could be, those types of things. So we've really tried to put together a comprehensive guide that kind of walks the truckers through. Here are the things you need to think about if you're going to get into trucking. And something even that as you're planning and starting to even make the decision that will hopefully be helpful so that people are fully prepared so that when they get into the industry, it's not a short time and a surprise, but it's so they can become that professional driver and it can become a career for them.
Sure. Let's talk about what a driver or operation should look for when they're looking for a commercial auto insurer.
Yeah. There's a few kind of big things that we always talk about in finding the kind of commercial insurer. The first is kind of the established. Is it somebody that has been doing it for a long time, that's familiar with doing it? They're comfortable with the type of business that you operate and the type of challenges that you have. One of the things that I know that we always try to pride ourselves on at Progressive is trying to make sure that we've got people that are experienced kind of from beginning to end in the whole process. So claims representative, people out in the field that have experience working in body shops, that have worked on trucks before, that really know and are dedicated to what they're doing, and they're employees of the companies. To me, I think that's one that that can't be undersold, is are the claims representatives or the people, the service representatives, are they people that work within the company that are going to be dedicated to you and prioritize you? Because I think we all know nobody anticipates an accident, nobody expects an accident, but when it occurs, especially for the trucker, getting the people back on the road fast is so important so that they aren't losing that income and they're able to keep paying the bills.
You want to make sure you have enough insurance, but you also want to make sure you're not paying too much. How can drivers save on insurance costs?
Yeah, there's a few kind of key things, and I think probably front of mind for a lot of people is a lot of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, some of the new regulations they have in place. One of the biggest things that truckers can do is really kind of make sure you're doing your pre-check on your truck, you're walking around, you're making sure that all the safety equipment, all the brakes, the lights are all working. There's nothing that can kind of derail you faster than a bad safety inspection or two.
Right.
I know it's something that that we look at, that many of the other truck insurers look at. That's a big one. It's also worthwhile kind of just talking through with your agent. How long have you been in business? Have you had prior insurance? So maintaining your insurance is a key. The financial responsibility of that is something that can be a big deal. Just in that maintaining that safe driving record, I think there's nothing more important than knowing that when you're buying insurance and you're buying some of the high limits that the federal government requires, that you're going to be a safe driver on the road, and that's what everybody's looking for.
In terms of the types of coverage, what are some of those types? What should drivers consider?
There's a lot of different coverages. Of course, there's the primary liability that everybody's required to have. Physical damage is a big one, too, for your vehicle, so protect your livelihood. Always important to kind of know the value of your truck when you're insuring it. That's one where understanding the value is key. You don't want to over-insure your truck and pay too much, but you want the right amount so that if something does happen, that you're protected and you can get back on the road. And then there's some other kind of great value-added coverages that go along with it. Depending on your contract, you may need the motor truck cargo, which is out there. But then there's some other kind of nice coverages. I know at Progressive we offer a rental with downtime coverage. Mm-hmm. So if you do end up in that kind of unforeseen circumstance with an accident where you can get the rental that'll keep you on the road, or if we can't find the rental, it's the downtime coverage to kind of help you pay the bills and bridge the gap until that truck can get fixed and back out on the road.
There's a new initiative called Truckers of America. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so one of the big things that we're trying to do is we're really celebrating truckers at some of the biggest and largest truck shows. We've got a new Facebook page, a new website featuring some kind of original trucker documentaries. I've seen one or two, and a little bit of a tearjerker there that you can just to hear people's stories, their life, why they ended up doing what they're doing. What's happening there. There's a lot of photo galleries. There's some other kind of great things kind of intertwined there. There's recipes and things like that that you can cook in your cab, healthy things. We've been very big with trucker health awareness. Mm-hmm. We have a month in September that we dedicate to that. So there's a lot of things that we have out on the website that can help out with just different tips on how do you stay healthy when you're out on the road, knowing that, gosh, you're sitting in a truck all the time,
right?
Is what are some of the things that you can do that can kind of help out? It's kind of a good kind of nuts and bolts. Here's some great things about the trucking industry. Here's some things that can help. We also have where the truckers can tell their story, and we'd love to publish their story and their photos. They can submit it to our website, truckerterritory.com. And you can be entered for a chance to win $1,000. So we're really looking for some more of those great stories that really kind of talk about the people who are delivering the goods and that are bringing things that all of us need every day.
You know, I've always said behind every wheel is a great story, or two at least. And it's just amazing to hear some of these stories.
Absolutely. It's amazing when you talk to some of the truckers out there, what brought them to the industry, what some of the things are that they enjoy doing. I know one that we saw, the trucker was really a big fan of music and was able to do a lot of things with some of the new technology out there today, computers, iPads, really able to spend some time with this passion, visit a lot of places out on the road that are very music oriented. So how does he kind of intertwine that work life in the truck with that personal life and get that balance and really take advantage of being out there on the road and being able to get to some of those other places?
Just amazing. And again, the website is
truckerterritory.com.
All right. Brett, always great talking to you. Thank you so much. Our friends from Progressive, always great information and tips for the drivers, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time, and enjoy the show.